The Allura waste facility will be closed for the next 9 months starting at the end of next week, as construction begins on upgrades to the facility. These improvements have been part of our long-term planning to ensure we continue to provide high-quality waste services to our residents, County Councillor Steve O'Neill, Chair of Wellington County's Solid Waste Services Committee, said in a news release announcing the closure. The facility will remain open until the end of the day on Saturday, April 5, after which it is expected to be closed until December. During this time, residents will be encouraged to use curbside collection or visit one of the county's other waste facilities. The county's waste transfer station in Bellwood, 8585 Wellington Road 19, will have its hours extended to operate 5 days a week, Tuesday to Saturday, starting April 8. Last December, County Council had approved approximately $2.8 million in upgrades to the Allura facility, with an expected overall project cost of $3.97 million, including professional fees and the purchase of two-way scales. By modernizing the site and implementing a diversion center model, we can divert more materials from landfill, helping to extend the lifespan of our county-owned landfill in Riverstown, O'Neill said. The construction project will include site grading and reconfiguration for easier access to bins, installation of weigh scales, construction of a new household hazardous waste building and scale house, an enlarged drop-off area and retaining wall replacement. The project was modified from its original scope, after bids for the work last summer came back higher than expected, ranging from $3.4 million to $4.2 million. The modified design included reducing the height of the grade-separated bin wall, which meant reduced earthworks quantities on site. The project is still expected to include the addition of water and sanitary service to the facility. This investment aligns with our strategic action plan by keeping our assets in good condition, improving service for residents, and creating a safer work environment for staff, County Manager of Solid Waste Services Das Soligo said in the release. We appreciate the community's patience while we complete these upgrades, and we encourage residents to use curbside collection or visit one of our other waste facilities during this time. For updates on the project and the timeline for the facility's reopening, visit wellington.ca/waste-facilities.